The purpose of this lecture is to recapitulate a number of key ideas we've been discussing in the last couple of years and to think through more precisely where we want to go in the coming years. We need to think about what the term education means and the role of the state and our role in education. There's a lot of talk in society about the importance of education. Oh, we need more education or better education for the young people. Well, what exactly is education? In our view, education needs to start with reality, the planet, environmental realities. This should be course number one outside of the teaching of basic skills in every school in the world. That should be the starting point. But it is not. In America, so-called education involves worshiping the American political and economic systems as a form of religion. And it's a very intolerant view of these ideas. Fortunately, there is somewhat of a respect for freedom of speech in America. This is good. This is a good thing about our society. But the view of political ideology in America, American people are very intolerant people. They think their ideology is the only way. And this is a dangerous and destructive point of view. But getting back to education, studies about the environment and an awareness of what's going on in our planet, that should be job one. In a democracy, as the founding fathers observed in the Federalist Papers and other important documents relating to the creation of the American Constitution, which so many people want to treat as a religious document, there was a very clear awareness that civil liberties cannot exist without civil responsibilities. You can't have a democracy without citizens. No, you cannot. Democracy does not exist in a vacuum. And unless people are educated to understand what they're supposed to do as citizens, the system is not going to work. Now, we know the current system isn't working because it's completely disconnected from environmental realities, and the entire global economy as we know it is a gigantic death machine. So obviously, this is a system that has not worked, and it needs to be changed around. Now, how does the process of change come? Our feeling is that a good part of the people at the top are so morally bankrupt and so spiritually dead that they do not serve as a source of hope. It doesn't mean people shouldn't talk to them. It does not mean that people should not participate in the system. We strongly advocate that. But there's a difference between participating in the system and relying exclusively on the political system as a means of reform. We are not optimistic about that. So to wake people up, as we have said over and over again, you need people to experience nature, to experience art and music. Because in the toxic political monoculture of America, this is also disconnected from reality.